Hey, what's up? I'm D-Stars with the D-Stars Show, man. We got a good one for you coming up next, man. Stay, keep it locked in right here on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcast. But check out this next show of the D-Stars Show. So, to everybody that's getting here, we just go ahead and start on what's going on in the news, because we got a lot of it.
Yeah, so I had wanted to speak about some international news that we had gotten. It was about the 84-year-old guy who ended up shooting the trespasser that came on his property. So a young man, I believe, ended up going to the wrong porch for looking for help or for whatever reason. And he was shot by this 84-year-old guy.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that come across my phone earlier. Well, you sent that to the group. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm actually... Y'all, I know it's always something, but bear with me. My internet be acting janky sometimes, but I'm pulling it. I have to pull it back. Majority of what happened from that situation. So it says a white owner pleaded not guilty Wednesday in the shooting of a black teenager, Ralph Yarl, after Yarl mistakenly rang his doorbell in an attack that has put a renewed focus on the stand your ground laws. So a lot of people down south, you know, they have the stand your ground law, which means that anybody come on your property, you have the right to shoot them. Although I do agree with that law, I think we need to use common sense, you know, when we're dealing with situations like that. So Andrew Lester is the one that is being accused of doing the shooting. 84 years old, pretty old, you know, to be just shooting. I don't know why that would be his first instinct to shoot somebody. And I would think he plans on getting off his, I don't know what his excuse would be. But I hope that he has some type of dementia or, you know, something that could have caused him to do that, because I don't see what was his other reason of shooting this young man. So it says that Lester, 84, appeared briefly before the circuit court judge in Clay County, Missouri, after surrendering to the authorities on Tuesday. And he did get felony charges of assault in the first degree, armed and criminal action. And he was released on a $200,000 bail later that day. So it's just a sad situation. You know, he was just rang the wrong doorbell and shot, you know? So we have to use common sense. Like, yes, we have laws. Yes, we have free will to our guns, their arms, but let's not forget that we're dealing with humans who have a life, and let's not just be shooting people for no reason. If he was saying that he was scared that he's seeing this strange man or a strange young man on his porch, you know, ask him what he's there for. Ask him going on. It just seems like in this case, from what I could read so far, that this guy he kind of just shot first and asked questions later.
And that's crazy, man. And I get it, man. It's not on your property and you feel like you're being harmed. Act then, man. But you know, man, that was a young kid.
This guy also, so like when he appeared in court, he used the cane. They said he was limping slowly to the front of the courtroom. I don't know if that is and he was like mumbling his responses back to the judge. So I don't know if this is part of his way of maybe trying to or to get the judge to have sympathy for him. I don't know. I really, really, really feel like I would need to hear his reasoning on why trial or something. Like, what was your feeling? Because just, you know, if you feel like you're in danger, that's one thing. I'm a white guy that comes to my door because if I feel threatened, like the vibe thing, then that's different. But from what I could read, it was just literally like, you know, shoot first, ask. I think that it's becoming such a topic, keep happening to our young men, and it's a thing. It's for nothing. So,
That's crazy.
Hey, team.
What's going on, Kia?
Nothing much. Are we talking about the boy that got shot?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. You know, and the sad part, you know, he may end up getting off. The sad part.
He getting off.
I say he may end up getting off. I ain't gonna say, you know.
I think he probably will because he's old. So his lawyer's probably gonna say like it was he's an older guy, he was frightened by a stranger.
Man, that's crazy. Bill Cosby old, they still locked his ass up.
Sure the fuck did. Sure did. I hope to see because he didn't have to again you should once. Here's my thing about people like trying to defend themselves. People don't be shooting to disable. They be shooting to kill.
Right.
So you shot this boy in the head twice. Or shot at his head twice.
And why would you shoot at the head if you know what I'm saying?
If you're just trying to, yeah, because my thing is if I don't know who at my door, I'm not finna try to kill them because it could be anybody. It could be somebody I know.
Right.
And I just can't tell. I'm gonna shoot at like people don't shoot at the knee or the arm or nothing. They straight go for the chest and the head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To me, it's either you A, don't know how to properly use your gun, or B, you just should not have one because that's not self-defense.
It's great trigger happen.
Hey, I hear what y'all saying on that, but I want to just say this. If you under attack, it's to your discretion of how you handle that when you got a firearm.
You're under attack, not somebody popping up at your door.
You're not under attack. I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm not excusing any of that. But what I'm just saying is it's tough to show discernment with where you're going to hurt somebody or shoot somebody in the middle of an attack. That's all I'm saying. But if you're not being attacked, nah, you tripping.
That's because people lack gun safety at that. And people are not trained to even shoot a gun. They just have them just for self-defense just in case. And they just feel like all they got to do is aim and pull the trigger. No, you need to go to a range and actually practice hitting a target. Have some gun control. Learn how to like control your fire and stuff like that. And people don't think about doing that type of stuff. They just have it, and if I gotta shoot, I gotta shoot. No, it's a difference. Like you said, Jordan, like if you under attack, then yeah, shoot. Like shoot to kill, because somebody trying to kill you. So it's kill or be killed. But somebody popping up on your doorstep, you should be able to shoot to disarm, like if they're posing a threat. Not somebody just standing at your door, though.
Also, because you know the Girl Scout shorties be spinning the block selling them cookies.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine shooting a Girl Scout. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think he would have did that. You can't tell me that just because a random person knocked on your door that you just get to shooting. It could have been anybody at your door. A male person trying to give you a package because they can't leave it on the door. Anything.
Hey, but you know what probably what happened though is right. Buddy came to the door, looked out the peephole. Oh, he black. Let me go get my strap. Came back, seeing the boy was still there. Blicky.
That's ignorant.
It's a scary life, and a lot of people think. And I don't want to get off on a tangent, but a lot of people think that we've made progress in being a better society when it comes to treating people, you know, humanly, decently. But I was talking to one of my cousins yesterday. She flew in from OKC. I think she lives in Tulsa. But she flew in from Tulsa, and she teaches like a sociology class. Man, bro, we are so far away from being treated equal as African Americans in America. Is ridiculous. Really, if you poor, if you broke, if you poor, if you black, if you potentially Latino, whatever, bro, it's a strong chance that you'll be discriminated upon because of those things. But naturally, the one that's kind of most offensive is the skin color, because you can't help that.
Yep.
You can't help the fact that you were born, you know, African-American or black, whatever the technical term is for. You can't help that. You can help being poor. You can make better financial decisions. You know what I'm saying? You can help certain things, but the fact that you came out the womb black, you can't do anything about that.
And that's what I don't understand about racism. And people, like, I love white folks. I promise I do. So don't take offense. But
you better say you love black folks, too.
I love black people.
Black folks listen to the show.
What I was about to say was probably about to be a little offensive, but hear me out. White people feel like they're superior, but y'all literally hate people for something they cannot control. Like, scientifically, I cannot control what my skin color is or what the skin color of my offspring is, unless I decide to, like, selectively breed. Which is very fucking wild, but people do that. But even when you selectively breed, you don't know what genes may kick in and what may not. So I saw a post today that said, and I know we're getting off on a tangent, but I saw a post yesterday that said two dark-skinned people can't make a light-skinned baby.
Cap.
And that is the biggest cap I've ever seen. If anybody has ever seen Aiden is darker than me majority of the time. Like, especially in the summertime, he gets really, really dark. And his dad is real light-skinned. Me, without my summer glow, it's kind of a little bit on the lighter side, but not, you know, too light. I'm like caramel color. But Aiden is the skin color of his grandmother. She's dark-skinned. His uncle is dark-skinned. The way that genes can skip a generation is really wild. But then Aiden's little brother is super light-skinned. Genes can skip a generation. So I be telling people all the time, like, y'all can't be so ignorant to think that, like, oh, I'm light-skinned, I'm going to have a light-skinned baby. No, you might end up with a dark-skinned baby, and that shouldn't be subject to, like, question. Aiden said that his brother is white. Sorry.
Dang.
He's just white skin, but
when you think about it though, and I'm not saying that it's right because of this, but a lot of white people who are racist have never actually met a black person, number one.
Yeah, because they live amongst their own.
But hold up, number two, the mainstream media normally promotes the most degenerate people in the black community and portrays all black people of acting like that, and that's not right, it's not fair. But this is my message to black people: yo, listen, y'all gotta do better. I be seeing these shorties out with bonnets on the news and shit like that, acting real ghetto. I be seeing dudes sagging their pants going to work, sagging their pants at work. I'm like, yo, listen, if you don't want to give fuel to somebody who is maybe trying to portray you in a bad light, the best thing you could do is to be on your P's and Q's at all times.
But the sad part is that you could see...
What are you finna say? Other races do it too, you right?
But no, I wasn't even... Yeah, I was finna say something along the lines of that, but you gotta realize that, like, we've always had to live up to these standards to be presentable and be accepted. For example, black hair. Kiva, I'm sure you could vouch for this too. Like, the way that women wear their hair now is only because our hair was not acceptable back then. So we had to get perms and relaxers and roller sets and stuff to be deemed as appropriate. We had to wear certain things to be deemed as appropriate. Same thing with men, suits, ties, etc. And it's like, that's because that's what white people wore. So in order for us to be accepted, we had to do the same thing. But nowadays, a lot of these white folks, like, if you ever see it, like, white folks out in, like, the country, not even the country, I live in Avon. So I'll just say in Avon, these white folks be outside in pajamas, slippers. The only thing they probably don't wear is, like, bonnets, because for one, it will probably slip off their head anyway because they don't have no texture to their hair. But they be walking outside with messy buns, haven't even combed their hair. But to us, that just looks like a sleek style. It doesn't look like it's inappropriate.
But see, like,
we can't go outside with our hair freshly blow-dried and not tamed because it seems inappropriate. When it's not, it's the hair that grows out my goddamn head.
But you got to understand, too, though, the media is out to portray us as animals, savages, deviants, miscreants, ignoramuses. They out to portray us as the most negative aspect of the human population, bro. And especially in Western civilization, it's sad. And bro, even if you think, like, think about Africa. You know how they always showing kids in Africa starving, you know, can't read, this, that, and the third, ain't got no food. Oh, it's cities in Africa that look better than some of the
Oh, yeah. That was the craziest misconception. Everybody
feel like never show that on TV.
Never. But everybody feel like Africa just this super impoverished country, and it's like, or continent, excuse me. And it's not.
Yeah, we got some of the same places here in America that look like the picture.
Listen,
that
be America is becoming third worldly. I am really
never been down on.
He said, "What, George?"
I said, "You ever been down on Fifth?" What?
I'm trying to tell you.
For real.
The avenue is jungle.
Man, and anywhere they got an MLK, I think Dave Chappelle said that shit. Anywhere Martin Luther King died, boy, that shit get them. That's sad too, bro. It's funny, but it's sad as shit.
Hey, yeah, they gave him a day and they gave him a road and stuff, but they put it in like the worst.
The hood. Every MLK drive that you see is in the hood. You don't never see one in no white ass area. I'm sorry.
Man, tell you.
Like, they be really doing stuff to be funny. And it's like, at this point, people just don't care. Because we just like, yeah, put our stuff on our side of town. No, go put an MLK, like, over in Crown Point somewhere.
Yeah. I think like, Nikeva may have fell off, you know.
Yeah, hey, hear but me? I'm going to continue the news. I want to ask y'all, you, I want to ask you and Nikeva. Yes, we can, because y'all are closer to Chicago. Did y'all hear about the kids that actually ruined downtown Chicago?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
But what happened specifically?
Hey, man, I was in the I caught it on the TV. I was in like in the break room and I saw it on TV. I'm like, wow, they were like kids just acting out, you know, basically vandalizing downtown, you know, individuals and stuff, jumping and breaking in their cars and all kind of crazy stuff, man. Mm. I'm glad I booked my hotel in Gary and not Chicago.
Hey, well, let me tell you something.
They did it in LA too, where they was robbing gas stations.
It's crazy,
so
bro.
I feel like it's something that we probably not seeing. Y'all know we kind of like the older population now. Like, we not into the same stuff or the same streams of communication as these teenagers. So I personally think that, like, they having like group meetings somewhere, like on Snapchat or something. They like, yeah, we finna start a riot at 12 o'clock, be there, be square. And that shit went nationwide, and that's what them niggas did. I don't understand. It was for no reason. Nothing even happened to warrant it.
But like Jordan was just saying, man, they did today, they did it this weekend. Now they gonna continue thinking that all blacks are like that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's gonna hurt them when they grow up. Yeah, you chose to make a decision when you're a teenager, and they can follow you the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? You know, but then you innocent people. Chicago is a beautiful city, man. We was out there last year, man, but it made people don't want to visit Chicago as they see this on the national news.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It happens. I live in a mindset that it happens everywhere at this point. It's not just the big cities. It happens everywhere. And it ain't just black kids. It ain't just Hispanic kids.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. It happens everywhere, but it's a
white folks in the crowd.
But the news camera.
White folks react when their favorite team lose. They get to tossing over cars and burning trash cans and ripping their shirts off and jumping off of balconies and shit. And we don't blink an eye because to them, that's patriotism. And that's just being a super fan. And no, that is actually just being a thug in the street, just doing wild shit. We just don't call it that because we correlate the worst to ourselves. And I be telling people that all the time, like, if black folks or other races started calling white people the same things, then they would be the same things.
Hey,
but we
hey,
don't. Look. We only correlate it to ourselves, and we really be holding ourselves back. Like, when people be like, oh, black folks is ignorant. Okay, white folks ignorant, too. It's a lot of white folks out here is worse off than black folks. Like, living trailer parks, and I'm not by all means against trailer parks, because some trailers are really freaking nice, not gonna lie. And they're cheap. But there's some people that's way worse off than us, make less than us, live in terrible places, live in like real impoverished area, on Section 8, on Medicaid and food stamps, and still be thinking that they're superior to us. And I just be like, wow.
Hey, I'm gonna say one thing, then we can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the whole Capitol riots in DC? Shit don't really get no worse than that.
Yeah, it absolutely does not get no worse than that.
Come on, Trump, hey, he really embarrassed the whole culture then on that one.
Man, he made them folks look stupid.
Man. Hey, but still free my man Donnie J. Put him back in the White House.
Even
we need
in
them
jail. Back.
We need them checks back.
In jail.
He ain't in jail. He ain't going. He going back to the White House.
All right. If he go back to the White House, I honestly, because I don't know what Joe Biden doing, but we ain't never been this broke.
Boy, Joe hurried up and raised the gas 1,000% as soon as he moved in.
I'm trying to tell, like, he's not doing some negotiations right or something. I'm not quite sure, but
you know what though, it ain't him. You got people behind him trying to make it look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and yeah.
But realistically, he's supposed to be doing the negotiations and figuring this shit out. And he's doing a terrible job. I don't feel like he's fighting for America to even have a fighting chance with some with our fucking economy. I don't know what is going on with him.
Let me tell you something. Last time Joe got into a fight was in 56. He too old for
that. Shut it.
That's the other
thing I keep saying. I'm like, why do y'all... Why? Because younger people just don't. I don't think that anybody in the younger generation or even our parents' generation want to deal with the stress of being the president of the United States. But the older men just feel like that they're just destined to do that. And I'm like, why we don't have nobody younger with common sense? We put in the weight of the free world, quote unquote, air quotes, really, because is it really the free world anymore? I don't know. But into a, he almost out the dough. He don't give a damn about the shit that he's doing that could potentially scar us for the next 15 years. He ain't gonna be here in 15 years.
But you know what, though? I am gonna cut y'all, Jordan, but you know what? If people keep saying the president this, president that, the president is Congress. He got he can say 100 things. Hey, look, I'm gonna change this, I'm gonna change that. But if he present it to them and the House don't approve it, it still don't go nowhere. He just
That's what I was getting at too, though. We have to stop putting people in office that does not align with the community values. And I keep saying this over and over again because
Spectrum.
Hey, I think we lost Kenyatta too.
Yeah, the Spectrum Network, but hey, they need it.
it is a thunderstorm, so her power is on my guy.
Oh, okay.
What I was finna tell her, why y'all still here, the lovely listeners, man. What I was finna tell Kenyatta is all that shit be set up, man. I don't think the vote for the president actually matter. I think that shit rigged up. It ain't rigged up. It's only certain candidates you could pick from. So it's like choosing from a bad situation or a worse situation.
Yeah, you take all these people. Hell, you out here voting and early voting and all that stuff, man. And I feel like they already know who they're going to put in office anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump did his thing. You know what I'm saying? He got in there, man. They didn't think Donald Trump was going to embarrass them. They knew he wasn't a politic guy, but they didn't think he was going to embarrass them like he did.
Yeah, man.
And some of the things that he's, man, and you know, and a lot of people in our community are going to probably, and we're going to get off politics after this, but a lot of things that Donald Trump said, he just expressed it out loud.
Yeah.
The other, all the 42, 45, hey, you know what I'm saying? They said it too. They didn't just say it on public TV. You know what I'm saying? And he just didn't know how to do the politics thing. He said what came to his mind. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm done with the politics piece, but you know, at the end of the day, I vote. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? The reason I do vote because the next day when they say the other candidate won, I can't be mad if I didn't go out and vote.
Precisely, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that whole politics shit, it's a sham. Once it get like higher up past your state legislator, your regular senators and councilmen, I think it's a scam.
Yeah, because now you're saying, you know, you're looking at states, you know what I'm saying? Okay, or you got to win Ohio. So you see, like I'm just saying, Cincinnati is Cincinnati, Cleveland. You may have more African Americans in the Americas, but what about all them rural areas?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So they take over the vote. So,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, man. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. This country, man, you know, yeah, we say that, hey, look, America is the best place to live and all this stuff here, man, but and like you're saying, it is better places out there, you know what I'm saying, in the world that, you know, in Africa, one of the continents have beautiful cities, you know what I'm saying, but we always say, okay, America is the crime-like place to stay. We got places that's just as bad as the places they showed that's in Africa.
Man, sad.
They did all that riding, they did all that flying to go to Africa to find a bad area. When you could have went to one of these hoods down south or somewhere, you know what I'm saying, and fought the same pictures.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's really crazy, man. But they'll never show that on TV. And the mainstream media never show you like, oh yeah, they booming over in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Is that they'll never show that?
Yeah, it's like a keep you down thing, man. Yeah, but, and also what's going on in the news, man. Let's move on a little away from politics. Man, that young couple that went to prom, man, and died in the Tesla.
Oh yeah, so I got.
Okay, go ahead, man. Shoot.
So what I found out, digging into this a little bit, and Jada had told me a couple of things, but they said that the teens were in the Tesla, and the autopilot, automated driving systems were engaged.
Man.
And when I thought that, I'm like, wait a minute, bro. Ain't Tesla supposed to have like a gang of safety features to make sure that, you know, the car knows other cars is around and blah, 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 and this, that, and the third.
Right. Man,
you know, apparently they did. Apparently they didn't, whatever the case may be. But, bro, ain't no way that you turn on the Tesla autopilot and then, boom, it crashed itself. If that's truly what happened, and you know what I'm saying, it was a fault on the car, but Tesla, count your days.
I'm still not convinced with this, you know, this electric thing, man. I know we're going that way, but the heat of my gas is running out. United States got plenty of gas on reserve. That's why we buy gas from other countries. You know what I'm saying? Because we're saving the gas that we have here in the U.S. But I'm just not sold on that electric car thing, man.
No, I'm kind of straight, man. I read a lot about it, and it's actually worse off for the environment to make the batteries for the electric cars.
Right.
It's a debatable topic if it's going to be beneficial or not. I don't think it is. Me, again, conspiracy theorists, I think everybody want to go electric now. Excuse me. Everybody want to go electric now because that gives more control over the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if your vehicle ain't a regular combustion engine and it's electric and all the computer systems in the battery die, man, what you going to do?
That's my thing, bro. I had a BMW, man, and when the battery died, I lost my cluster went out because the car didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I got it charged back up, and that boost of power getting it charged back up, my cluster went out. My whole dashboard went out.
Damn.
They wanted almost $7,000 for another dashboard.
Yeah. Yeah, and bruh, on the Tesla batteries, even swapping them joints out, you looking like 10 bands almost.
No, it ain't, man. It ain't worth it, bro. Okay. It ain't worth it.
But like I said, back to the story where the teens crashed, it was on their way to prom. I guess it was actually four people in the car in total.
Oh, four people enough?
It was four people in the car in total. Two people died. I believe it was the two front passengers and
yeah.
Rear passengers, they got taken to the hospital because they was in critical condition.
Wow, man. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. And that's just to say, bro, everybody coming out with AI, everybody coming out with new technology and shit like that. But honestly, it is, if you're driving a car, let's be fucking for real. If you're driving a car, you should probably be paying attention.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't let the car be doing all the work. Hell, the car is already doing all the work because it's got to drive, you know, safety sensors and shit like that. The car, most modern day cars do a lot more than you think they do when they on the road. But if you got a car doing the safety shit, the driving shit, you know, everything in between, it's like, yo, man, be for real. You could have Ubered.
But I don't even like the cruise control in the gas vehicle, bro. Because you can't control that, man. Like you forget it's on, it speeds up. If you got to set at 65, and once you tap the gas or whatever, it wanna go through that 65 piece. Whether you in a 35 mile zone and you forgot you got your cruise control on, the car going 65.
Yep.
I feel like, man, if you're in a situation where you're tired and stuff, man,
just pull over.
Yeah, pull over, man. Don't drive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just pull over. Just stop where you at. Take you a quick nap. If you're in the middle of nowhere, try to get to a gas station or a rest area or something. Just take it easy because it's better than crashing.
Yeah, man. This new technology, man, I don't think they spend enough time, man, trying to make sure it's right.
And ready big technology and shit like that, they about a dollar, man. I don't think it's about the advancement of shit. I think it's more so about making money. Because who asked for that? Who asked for cars to drive themselves?
Right.
Who asked for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, it sounds convenient, but, yo, come on now.
No.
Lazier and lazier. Motherfuckers don't even want to drive no more.
And that's what happened to a lot of retail stores, man. You got all this delivery service. They don't have to go to the store no more. And I was talking with someone. I was talking with someone the other day, and I'm like, man, think about it. All these people want to sit home and hit a button. Amazon trucks, everybody running around delivering food from grocery stores and stuff like this. You're putting people out of work. Yeah, you got some people out there delivering the stuff, but what about, we ain't going to need no cars, you know what I'm saying? What you going to need a car for? Because the mall's going to be closed. They already started closing malls, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, exactly. And while we on the topic about retail stores, another thing I wanted to mention today was a lot of retail stores, and it's kind of being kept quiet, so you don't really know, but a lot of retail stores is closing up, business shutting down shop, due to several different reasons, man. A big part of it is theft. Another part of it is people don't really have the money to spend on items. And then another part of that is, like you and I was speaking of earlier, D, when you got Amazon and everything in between, and you could get shit to your door ASAP, boom, you know what I'm saying, next day or same day or whatever the case may be, yo, you stop wanting to go to the store.
Yeah. Yep. And COVID, man, COVID put a hurt on this country, man, on the world, you know what I'm saying? Because now it made a lot of people more sorry, because now they realize, hey, look, now they got the excuse, hey, I don't want to be out there around people. So I just hit a click of a button and it ship it to me. And then another thing, like you mentioned on the theft in the retail stores, man, that's the number one argument when they start closing these stores. And they start closing them in Black communities.
Yeah.
And a lot of Black community, a lot of Black people, oh, you're moving your stores away from us. Hey, look, guys, I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all a little something.
Stop stealing.
Stop stealing. Stop going to these people's stores, tearing up their damn stores and stuff. Nobody, hey, come on, these people trying to run a business.
Man, bro, I was on Instagram and I seen like 4 or 5 shorties and a dude, I think, take at least maybe $3,000 or $4,000 worth of Nike merchandise out of a Dick store. Like, that's just crazy, man. Walking out with that bitch, handful of clothes, tags still on them, just walking out with that bitch.
And my thing is, that $4,000 came off their bottom line. You know what I'm saying? They got all these shrinkies, man. So my thing is, how you think this store still going to survive to be in your neighborhood? And then you get upset when they move out to the boondies, you know what I'm saying? You got to drive 30 to 40 minutes to get to them when they used to have a store in your backyard.
Yeah.
You get upset.
Yeah, and now the shit costs more.
Yeah. It costs you gas, costs you more. And now you got to spend gas. Yeah. Now you're spending more because the prices don't went up, because now they're trying to make all the money back that they lost at their old location.
Yeah.
And people act like they don't understand this. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, like you say all the time, Joy, we got to the accountability for our Black community.
Yeah, we
got to stop. And it ain't all Black people, but we got to stop. We gotta stop, man.
We need to be the example of how to act, bro, versus being the fucking example of how not to act. But yeah, you're right. It's not just Black people. Let me say that right now. For all the Black people listening and all like 23 white people just listening, it ain't always Black people stealing about these stores, number one. Number two, if you close them stores in the predominantly Black communities, the saddest part about it is not, like you said, you got to travel to go get goods and items and this, that, and the third, or you got to settle for lower quality items at your local Save Mart, you know, Rainbow, City Trends, let me see, the Dollar Tree, but Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, like damn near one store in some place, you know what I'm saying? So if you want nicer things, then you got to act like it, bro. And that's why you hear the phrase, this is why we can't have nice things.
Right. And we got to stop, man. And I had a young guy, man, one time, man. Oh, the white man this, the white man that. I had to stop him, dog. You can't blame everything on these people. You know, they ain't doing everything to stop you from advancing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what we got to get out of our kids' mouth nowadays, man. Because they always want to, especially the people in our generation, you know, and a little younger. They want to always say, "Oh man, the white man holding you back." No, he's not holding you back. It may be harder for you, but he ain't holding you back.
Yeah.
You got to try. You know what I'm saying? You may have to take 10 more steps than a Caucasian, but guess what? If they ain't holding you back, you got to fight for it. Come on.
Yeah. Nah, you right 100%, bro. Like, to want to do better, to want to be better, bro, it's not impossible. 100%. Man, I think D. I don't know what happened, man. We lost the fucking
the girls, man. They were just telling me, man. I guess it's a bad thunderstorm over y'all way, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought, man. Nah, I'm over. I'm good, man. We good where we at.
Yeah,
we good. I'm gonna put that in the group chat. We good.
So they going through issues with the internet because of the bad weather. And Kevin is off because he had some things he got to take care of.
All right, but
you got me and Joy. We're gonna run this thing.
Boom, we in the building.
Hey, so, man, go ahead, Joy.
No, what you finna say?
No, I want to talk about the follow up listener letter. But go ahead and do what you gonna say.
Hey, I was just finna say, let me cover this, and then I have the follow up listener letter next on deck. All right. So it's a lot of controversy. And, you know, black folks going to be mad because they always mad about something. There's a lot of controversy about this man who was allegedly beating up his girlfriend or his wife. And then the police was called. When the police got there, he spit on the police.
Oh, man.
Listen. Full disclosure, I don't think that the police should be doing some of the shit that they out here doing. I don't think the criminal justice system is fair. I don't think shit is right. 100%. I don't think black people ever get the fair end of the stick, if that's how you say the phrase. But now I do understand if you already committing a crime, if you already out criming and conniving and shit like that, and the police pull up on you, then you kind of, you know what I'm saying, like, had that shit coming, bro. You already out committing the crime. And mind you, you know what I'm saying? This is a serious crime because this is a domestic violence thing. You know, the police take that shit very serious, as it should. But then you spit on these people, bro. That's assault one, damn near. I don't even know if it's the different degrees of assault, but that's assault.
Bro, I'm here to tell you right now, man. And anybody listening, you know me, you see me, you spit on me, and you're getting these hands, bro. Because I think, me personally, I'm already, man, I can have a drink, Jordan. And I can leave the drink. My eyes come off the drink and it's open. I throw it away. I don't like germs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for you to spit on me, oh hell no.
Yeah, nah, I hear you 100%. It's definitely disrespectful. Yeah. Definitely gotta be dealt with immediately.
And as an officer, man, if I'm putting myself in the officer's shoes, African American white person, I don't care who you are, you spit on me. Hey, I'm going to say, I ain't going to probably going to shoot you. I'll probably taste the hell out of you or something. But you're going to get dealt with. You know what I'm saying? Because that's disrespectful, bro. That's nasty. I don't know what the hell you got in your body. That's nasty as fuck.
Listen, let me tell you something. I think that because the fact Buddy had like a rap sheet. Buddy had a rap sheet, bro. Mm. Buddy had like several other different charges. As far as I know, that's what they said. Buddy had several other different charges and shit like that. And if that's the case, like I said, bro, you already a criminal and you out here still on these folks' radar. You out here still committing crimes. Like, come on, man, be for real. So they gave that man 70 years. Now, I do think that's excessive. I do think 70 years is excessive because you got people that have shot at the police before and not gotten fucking 70 years.
Yeah, it's crazy though, man. And that's another thing, man, while we on this topic, man, these judges, man, they got to be consistent, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, certain people go to jail. Okay, look, you're getting 50 years. And all I had was a dime bag.
Man, criminal justice system, it ain't fair, bro. Ever since the whole fucking Ronald Reagan shit and the Bill Clinton shit, it's just like, that shit ain't fair.
It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be one way, be one way. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter which color you are. Hey, look, treat everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, 100%, bro. And it's sad. So, it's fucked up. He got 70 years, but I mean, my boy, you can't be out here committing crimes like that. But again, I don't think he deserves 70 years. Fuck that shit. I don't think he deserves 70 years. That's a long time. This motherfucker, boy, you done seen some of these people, and I ain't gonna say, you know, But white people drag the police up, drive off, hit their truck, shoot at them out the window, jump off the roof, and shoot at them while they jumping out. They, bro, you seen them do some wild shit. And thankfully, his brother was alive. They didn't kill
him. That way, buddy, hey, buddy better be like he alive, bro.
He was alive. They didn't kill him, but they'll never be busting back at them, you know, at white people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they do sometimes, but they always end up getting taken into custody and handcuffs, you know what I'm saying? When we be going out in body bags.
Right. And my advice, man, to any African-American, anybody, if you get pulled over, listen to what they got to say. Listen. Hey, hey, don't argue with them on the side of the road.
Hear them out.
Keep rolling.
Hear them out real quick.
So have your day in court because, hey, oh, I'm going 80. I won't go on no damn 80. You know, now you get him in a hostile situation.
Hear him out, bro. I don't want to tell you. I got stopped one time. Me and Jada was on the way to dinner. I got stopped in traffic. She was pregnant at the time. And but I was doing like 95, 98. I was really pushing that bitch. And slowed down. Cop seen me. I said, damn. I already knew he was finna. You know how you know sometimes.
But
you just know. You know you doing the dash. You see that motherfucker. You know you finna get pulled over. And man, I just told the dude, he said, yeah, you know, why you going so fast? I said, man, listen, I know I was speeding, but I got a dinner to go to. And if I'm late for the dinner, I got to pay an extra $100. So please, it's like, please. He was like, all right, be cool. He seen Jada was pregnant. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in the building. Gave me a warning. Gave me a warning. So, you know, that was nice. Hey, one more thing off of that subject, though. On to this, and D, I don't know if you've seen or knew this or not, but Jonathan Majors is in the news heavy because, I mean, apparently he assaulted his girlfriend. I don't think he did that shit. Let me just say that. And then apparently now it's a whole bunch of other women coming out of nowhere. They finna Bill Cosby that man.
Boy.
They finna Bill Cosby that man. You feel me? That's a turn. That's a thing. D, think about that shit. I could say they finna Bill Cosby that man, bro. Like, what?
That's crazy, bro. And my thing is, man, even with the Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, you just a nasty cat. I ain't even speaking on
yeah, you. Yeah, nah. R. Kelly don't get that.
But my thing is, don't wait, man. These people waiting 30, 40 years, and all of a sudden you want to come out. Come on, that's crazy. Because I feel like the checks start coming.
But you know what's crazy though? It just, how is it always where somebody, you know, a prominent celebrity or whatever, this, that, and the third, and then boom, he beat women. What?
What?
What? Did anybody ask his side of the story? You know, and it's fucked up because again, you see black people do this shit, you see white people do this shit. Whole different story. You feel me? Like, come on, let's be fucking for real. But you know,
the athletes, man, when they get money, any superstar, anybody, when you get this money, man, they gotta get smart about it, man. You know what I'm saying? They going out here, man, wasting their money doing stupid stuff. May having parties. Oh, all girls come over. Hey, you know, we all young at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just put like this. If I got $1 million and I go down on the script, hey, look, man, Jordan, go bring me some girls. You know what I'm saying? The girls there to have fun. They may do some wild stuff, you know. But nowadays, man, you almost gotta have people sign the consent. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we are having fun together. You are cool with this. Because the same thing, somebody can say they were going to the party just to have fun, and I forced them to go in the room. And now look where you at. You know what I'm saying?
That is fucked up, bro. But I think at this point, man, if you a major player, bro, and I mean like major player, like Jonathan Majors really don't get no more major player. This man was in Creed 3, showed up.
What?
You know what I'm saying? If you a major player out here, just know that the system out to get you. So, somebody out to get you, you know what I'm saying? Like, they out to have some dirt on you, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and third. And once they get the dirt on you, now they blackmailing, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't say, okay, now you better play ball. If you don't play ball, then we going to tell them this. And then, boom, we going to ruin your career. Yeah. It's crazy, bro, because once you become Hollywood, you really become Hollywood. Like that's like a game. It's like a game, bro. Like you can't go against the game, bro. Them niggas will kill you.
What?
Real shit. But you know, they finna build Cosby, that man. Or they trying to.
Yeah, they gonna get him though. You know what I'm saying? They trying to prove a point, bro. Mm-hmm. It's all about proving a point.
Soon as he say, I do it, damn. They be like, oh no, it was false allegations. Them bitches was lying. Watch.
And though, man, I have been in a situation, man, that, and Joy, you probably been the same. Have you ever been in a situation where you telling the truth, dog, and nobody want to hear that? Yeah, but man. Hey, and then if you just break down and say like, yeah, I did it. Oh, but they all in tune. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
That burns me up so bad, man. When I know I'm telling the truth, and a person to go out and believe a lie.
That's true. But you know what else, D?
Yep.
Sometimes I be lying, though. You know
what? What? So they don't know what to believe.
Man, I'm telling you, lying like a motherfucker.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, man, I think just everybody keep updated on that. Pray for Jonathan Majors because he need it, but he definitely need it right now. They trying to build Cosby, that man.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Yeah, real spiel, man. You know, real fucking spiel. But go ahead, man. What you got for the listener letter?
Man. I don't have it right in my face, man. But we did have. Do you have it already?
Hold on, let me see. See,
yeah, but we have guys, we got a follow up listening to that, man. So, you know how you always wonder, hey, what happened? So, this particular person, hey, we got to answer this time.
Let me see something, bro. I know the listeners be like, man, these niggas don't never have nothing ready. What's wrong with them?
But what I like about this listener letter, man, and I ain't going to spoil it before Jordan finds it or whatever, but everybody, you know what I'm saying? It came out of his. I guess he listened to us. It came out in his favor a little bit, but.
Hold on, let me see something. Nah, man, I got the original one. I don't think I got the
reason that we probably ain't got it all together because one of the girls supposed to have been doing it
Yeah.
But you know they having the issues right now, so.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, while I'm looking for this, yo. I know y'all seen the damn substitute teacher jump on that girl.
Hey, dog. Hey, these teachers right now, dog, they got check this up, bro.
Hey, man, you right, but imagine that's your child now.
I'm saying, man. First of all, I'm putting like this. I'm gonna give two's, but hey, if me as a parent, I understand you saying, okay, hey, look, me as the parent, my child went out there and did some stupid shit, and this teacher defended themselves. And you know what I'm saying? People may say this to Uncle Tom, answer whatever, and D, no, you won't do that. Well, first of all, when you send your child off to school and they doing crazy shit like that, at the end of the day, you got to put yourself in that teacher's shoe. If your child hit, if you was a teacher and another child hit you, how would you react? You know what I'm saying? These kids out of line right now, bro. They out of line.
These kids is a fucking out of order, bro.
Hey, bro, if I was a teacher, if I was a bus driver, I have my thing on my hip. You know what I'm saying?
The bus drivers had their time in like 2019, but they was knocking motherfuckers out.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't work in a public place like that because at the end of the day, bro, you try me, it's bang, bang, bang. Hey, I'm gonna live to tell the story.
That being said, I'm gonna live to tell the story.
Cause I'm not finna let you take me out, bro. Hey, if I was a school bus driver, you got all riding with me, okay. You gonna get off the bus a little faster than you got on here. I'm gonna beat this, boom.
You gotta go. But yeah, real shit. You know, it take a special kind of patience to be an educator, but you're right, bro. Once the child get out of pocket, you gotta understand where to stop that shit. Number one, but number two, this is a perfect learning example for parents, because if the parents don't have the school system back right now and let their kids know that shit ain't okay, then it's fucked up for everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. You know, but you know, because, but
that's,
you got a lot of, you got
assault to you, bro. That's not even really that, like, that's a child still, but that's assault, bro. Like,
yeah. My thing is, bro, hey, I look at it like this, man, and I hope my kids go out there and do nothing stupid to one of these teachers or whatever, but at the end of the day, teachers protect yourself. And kids, other parents, if you listen to the show, these teachers are in place to teach your child things. They're not there to raise your kids. If your kid cannot behave and listen to the teacher for the 8 hours a day that they're in the classroom, they don't need to go to school. You need a homeschool. Because you send these kids out to schools for the teachers to raise them, and that ain't the teacher's place. If, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. These people are grown. Well, what happened to when a grown-up say something, you don't say nothing back? I still believe in that today, man. Hey, but my mama can say something, be dead wrong, man. Hey. All right, mama, holler at you later. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Why sit there and be disrespectful? Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to realize that they were wrong.
Yeah.
But it don't make it right for you to sit there and argue with someone, with your elder. You know what I'm saying? And especially somebody that's trying to help you. Trying to help you get out of school. Trying to help educate you. Come on. If you know it all, why you here?
Exactly, bro. Like, but it's crazy. I found the listening letter. I got it. Man, so this is a listener letter we got followed up from the original listener letter. Yeah, I don't know what episode it is, but if y'all tune in, y'all know what we're talking about. Let's say, this is Eric. I told my wife about having a one-night stand when I was in college doing homecoming weekend, and I may have a child that is 5 years old, but not sure if the child is mine. So, update, this Eric, first time, his first listener letter, he had smashed his wife's sister. Boom, they may got a kid, but he don't know if the kid is, this and third, blah, blah. But he potentially got a kid, so he didn't want to tell his wife. Boom. We told him, they tell her.
Hot shit. Hey, hold on, you break it up, Joy, but we said tell him. You said, hey, look, ride it out until the child was 18.
Thank you.
I said,
that what you said. That what you told. Hey, you said, hey, look, why? you said, why interrupt stuff? Hey, look, I tell you when you're older. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, but go ahead, man.
So they said, I was surprised. My wife said, okay, we need to find out if that's your son. If that's your son, you need to be in his life because 5 years already passed. So I told her, okay, but it's more to the story. My wife looked at me. Like, I know you aren't going to tell me that you have another baby. I told her no, but I have to tell you who is saying that son belongs to me. So I told her who it was, and my wife looked at me and started laughing. She said, my sister. I said, yes. I did not know it was your sister. My wife told me my nephew is not your son. My sister has been lying for years about who my nephew's father is. She told me that my nephew's father belongs to my cousin on my mother's side of the family. That's why my sister and I don't talk much. Jordan, I am so upset. My wife told me not to confront her. She said she would take care of me. D-Star Show, should I say something to her sister or should I let my pregnant wife handle the situation? I really want to go fuck off on her because now I had to tell my wife some shit that happened when I was in college. Please give me some good advice. I have no good advice.
Oh, man. Hey.
If I told him, so apparently last show, y'all saying I told him, man, to ride it out.
He told him to ride it out. Don't say nothing. But, I feel Eric, though, bro. I feel Eric in this situation, bro, because think about it, bro. You don't have to say some shit that you shouldn't have had to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gave yourself up.
You don't have to say some shit that you didn't have to say, but you know what I'm saying? It was getting hot, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. I guess the sister, and these have sisters, so they're not, I guess it's a, from what she said, it must be her father's child. So they have sisters, so I guess they didn't have a close relationship.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
I guess that's why Eric didn't know about, though, that was a sister or whatever, but I get it, though, man, you know what I'm saying? I probably told the same thing, though.
Man, listen, bro. That's like surrendering to the police. First of all, if you got me, you got me. If you called me straight up, you called me, I'm calling, all right, whatever. But if you ain't got no proof, evidence for real, you know what I'm saying, it's down the third. Nah, I'm going to ride that wave. Y'all going to have to catch me.
Y'all got to do. But Eric, well, I'm glad, Eric, that you did tell him. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad the reaction was, because he was scared, bro. He didn't know was he going to lose his wife or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, but I hate Kiana's is not on because she did have a point when we was in our meeting. It's still a possibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's still a possibility that baby could be yours. But, you know.
Even if it was, but I crossed that bridge when I get there.
My boy say you put nothing out there.
What? Play stupid. Play stupid as long as you can. Like, I don't even know what she's talking about. Cause all you gotta do is go get DNA test. Once you go get DNA test and you know it's your kid, just ride it out. But if it ain't your kid, boy, you better say something. Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all got me fucked up. Really loose with that thing back in the day, man.
Hey, Jordan, we kept for the last show, right? You told him, man. He said, hey, look, hey, I'm still going to be in the child life. Hey, I'm kind of like your uncle. You know what I'm saying? I'm still your uncle. Jordan told him, man, I'm still your uncle. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still going to be in your life. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, ain't no sense of ruining everything right now.
Hey, for real. Hey, for real. Straight up, like, hey, this, we gonna let this play out. See where it go. Either way it go, I mean, you still gonna be in the man like shit.
But yeah, but my thing is though, right now, he don't have to put something on the table that he shouldn't have had to put on the table.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you bro, you're right, and we all seen the movies where it be the typical family, and oh my gosh. Maggie isn't Andrea's daughter, it's her sister's shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody do it, man.
And could think about it now, man. He don't told something that happened in college.
Yeah.
He really, you know, I really do feel like he didn't know that was his wife's sister or whatever.
Of course but not. But now, but what you feel like that?
But what now what say, hey, look, you don't slept with my sister, and it's possible you may have a child, but I don't want to be with you no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now you don't put something out there, and the child ain't even yours, but you don't put it out there, hey, look, I had a relationship with your sister.
Yeah, same. Hey, but so let me say this. If you had a wife and you had a relationship with her sister, like back in the day you didn't know it was her sister, but you didn't have no kid, would you still tell her?
Duh, hey, if the sister fine without telling her, I'm fine without telling her. I feel like part of me feel like, hey, look, that information don't need to be known. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna put this part right here. You know what I'm saying? You got a homeboy, and shit, he dating the girl that you smashed when y'all was in school or coming up or whatever. You used to smash to be with her or whatever, and he come out, hey man, I want to introduce you to my wife. Do you tell him that you used to smash? When y'all were goddamn 18, 19, 20?
Nah, that'd be
it. You let it go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Why
I ain't saying nothing.
For real. But, so, hey, vice versa, though. But would you want somebody to tell you?
Man, no, I don't think so. I don't think that information will really be, like, super
helpful for me to know.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, because now, boy, get out of my face. It's almost disrespectful, borderline.
Come on.
Hey, real shit.
Think about it. You look like that, George. Man,
that's borderline, like, who the fuck you talking to?
Well, think about it, though, bro. Hey, you and that boy cool. He's still your homeboy. So this one of the homeboys that you let sleep at your house regardless. But now you know, damn. You don't be with my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm a girl.
Heavens.
Nah, dog. I don't think I could just be cool like that, dog.
Nah, I don't think any man really could.
That's just, man, it's just like an ex. Your ex for real. Hey, yeah. Your ex. Hey,
yeah, I will argue that if like a dude, like if another dude told another dude, like, oh yeah, that's why I hit your shorty, this, that, and the third. But it was on like some, he just like a hater type shit. But, whatever, this, that, and the third. But I think it's more like, it's just like, don't disclose that information. You trying me at this point.
You trying me, though. You trying me. And my thing is, though, and people may think I'm tripping or whatever, I can't be cool with somebody I'm with, been with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that ain't, no, we're not trying to be friends. I'm not trying to be your friend, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I just came, bro.
I think that if you know, if you got a partner that you know hit your shorty, bro, you probably not gonna make her your shorty. But if a shorty got another friend of hers, like another shorty that, you know what I'm saying, slept with her dude, I think she would be like, she wouldn't really give a fuck for real.
Oh, nah, man, I just know me as a man, I can't do it, bro. I'm not being friends with nobody you don't have dealings with.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
Because now I'm simping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now he all of a sudden he waiting at the house for me to get off.
What? What? Crazy.
Nah, dog. Nah, dog.
I'm talking about living a life full of stress, bro. That is ridiculous.
And my thing is, though, people may say, oh, you got to trust. You got to trust. Man, damn that, dog. I ain't got to add on no more friends. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you,
bro. Because hey, why you want to be my friend? And you don't be with my girl before. So why you want to be friend me?
Exactly.
I probably shouldn't think like that, man, but they go across my head sometimes. Hey, look.
I mean, bro, you a man, bro. Real shit. I don't really want to be partners with none of the dudes that hit my shorty.
Yeah, dog.
Hey. Why would I want that? You feel me? Like, why would you?
That's it's too close for comfort, man. Too close.
You know, the dudes finna cut up on that one when they hit it.
I'm like, come on, dog.
Cut up when they hit this, bro.
Hey, dog, they real talk. They just like, yo, but you got a baby mama. And now you and the whole new dude, y'all kicking it. Y'all going to play basketball and chill. Nah, dog, I'm good, dog.
Yeah.
I'm good, bro. We could be cordial, but we ain't going on no, man, trip, fishing trips. And nah, hell no. We good, bro. We good.
Yeah, no. For what?
For what, bro?
Why am I trying to kick it with you?
Hey, everybody in the city laughing at your ass like fucking simp.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people out here doing shit like that, though, bro.
Yeah, man. The world is it's not a funny place, but it's kind of fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's kind of fucked up. And mind you, it's a lot of good in it because it's a lot of people who are married, faithful, living their best life, got kids, all that shit. But there's a lot of motherfuckers out here really making shit look bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, not even just marriage, just being in relationships in general, bro. We live in a culture where now for young people, this like being in a relationship, oh, I could never do that. Like, yep. I'm gonna fuck hoes till I die. You gonna fuck hoes till you die.
Shit, up. Eventually, you're gonna get tired one day, man. Come on.
Like, man, you gonna fuck hoes till you die? Like, people really be like 10 toes down. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that marriage, man, it's crazy, man. Like, but you got more females acting like dudes now.
Man, listen.
With the mindset.
I ain't finna say nothing because Kenyatta gonna eat me up when she hear this episode.
Oh, yeah. That what happened in the meeting, you right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't even, man, listen. And the listeners don't know because we be having side meetings. We be trying to play in the show and shit like that. But listen, we got to planning a meeting. We was on group FaceTime, and I don't know what was said, but I just know we went down a rabbit hole. And I'm like, what? Oh, matter of fact, this is a great topic to bring up end of the show, so we can have some listener letters about this end of the show. So Calvin said, "Hey, yo, let's say your wife or your ex-wife or whatever. Yo, no, he said your baby mama. Let's say your baby mama got a new dude." and he beating her ass. Do you go over there to come?
I said, we said hell no, but Keanu went in like, hey, come on it, oh man.
Hey, you know what triggered Keanu, bro? My first question was, why they not together? That was my first question. She was like, why does that even matter? And I'm like, hey man, listen.
But you know what got me though? If you try to speak here and say, you know what, hey, I'm done. I don't even want to hear what you got to say.
Shit I had to say, but anyway, that's typical. Anyway, it's okay. It's all fun over here, man. Fun and games.
Yeah, man. Hey, but guys, we are going to be in, is it Maryville?
Yeah, it's Maryville. Maryville, Indiana.
So with the group going to be live, we're going to be together. What's the name of the event again, Joy?
It is the Mommies Are Magic Mother's Day brunch, I believe. So
they're gonna be one of our first live show. You may even catch that one on YouTube. We plan to record that one also. But it's gonna be one of the events that we're doing live. So that's April 30th. So I will be in that area around about April 29th. So guys, if you know more, it's already sold out. So
yeah,
check that on YouTube. I think it'll be something good and positive for the community.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to have video footage and interviews and shit like that. Think it'll really be interesting to see Kenyatta's event. You know, we try to support everybody on the show and what they do. So Kenyatta has a nonprofit called Mommies and Magic. And yeah, man, show up, support, do what we can. I think it's a good thing to have, like, women groups, because it really is, like, it's influential for the community. Women gotta have a safe space.
Yeah, and in most situations, if we want to keep it real, man, a woman normally keeping the house together, because a lot of dudes just walk off. A woman can't walk away from their child.
Residential custody. I heard some shit like that said earlier. I don't even know. I gotta look it up, but that's what they said.
Yeah, you know, a woman can't just say, "Hey, look, I'm done." You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, we're not going to get into the tangent about child support, but when some guys feel like they shouldn't pay child support really giving you a free ticket. If you think about it. Yeah. Because the only thing you're paying for, hey, you paying, but this woman got to stay to feed that child when that child's sick. She got to be there. You know what I'm saying? That woman there 24/7. So, but, you know, the guys that complain about got to pay, you really get a free ticket, bro, just paying, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, man. It's not easy being a mother. Let me tell you something. Today, man, it's funny that we shot the show today. For y'all who don't know, I took my daughter. Well, I didn't really take my daughter to work with me. Jada had to go to the doctor, so Joe came with me this morning. And she was at my desk. So I was in a meeting with her. We was on Microsoft Teams on camera and everything with the whole company. I was on a meeting. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, like, she's beautiful, this, that, and that, blah, blah. But little do they know, I got her in my office. She don't want to get down. She don't want to walk around. She just want to sit by me. And then she want to get down, play with cars. I cut up some apple slices for her to eat. She didn't want them. And I'm just like, man, listen. So I understand it's difficult being a parent and having to watch a child and work a job and make sure you provide it and all this other shit in between. But, you know, that's why you got to be smart who you had kids with. You got to understand, yo, this is you have to establish some things before you just say, oh, I'm going to have a kid. What? It's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right about that, man.
Yeah, so, but yeah, check us out. Kenyatta's event coming up. You know, it's crazy. I still been acting like it's not coming up soon. What's it? Yeah, it's the 19th. So that's in 10 days.
Yeah, man. I still got to get my shirt. I just saw a picture. The shirt that you took, the picture that you took when you were not a FAMU. Yeah. I was like, man, Jordan already got his shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Listen, I don't even know if I probably still do have that shirt somewhere. You know what? That's a good reminder. I need to start taking my shit to the dry cleaners, because I do have a couple of different fits I probably could wear.
Yeah, so I got to get my stuff dry, you know, and dry cleaners and get ready to prepare to go over there. But I think it's going to be a great event. That's one of many that we're going to do out on the road. Got some other stuff planned. You know, we ain't going to spoil it. But guys, the show is growing. If yeah. I know people listening to the show on different platforms, but Spotify is the platform that actually allowed us to record and actually shoot us out on the airways, and it goes to the different platforms. Guys, if you would go to Spotify, follow us. We get some good things from Spotify if you do that. So if you listen to the show on any platform, you continue listening to it on that platform. But if you take time out, download the app, Spotify, it's free. And go to the D-Star show and follow us. Please and thank you.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the show for me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, man. Hey, catch us, guys. Hey, we will have another show before we go out there. But guys, those that are in the area that listen to the show, you'll see us out in the street.
Yeah. And been another episode of the D-Stock Show. We started with the whole team, but we finished strong.
Yeah, hey, Spectrum, hey, please pick us up because we got a couple people that need you.
Man.
All right, guys, we out.
We out.